In California, a remarkable judgment in a malpractice lawsuit, a doctor has been told to pay $250,000 in damages for not treating a hospital patient's pain aggressively enough. 85-year-old William Bergman of Hayward, California, died in the hospital after suffering from bone fractures and lung cancer. He was in extreme pain, and after his death, his family sued internist Dr. Wing Chin, charging that he under-medicated Bergman and caused him pain and suffering. In June, an Alameda County jury ruled that Dr. Wing Chin must pay $1.5 million, and this week, the trial judge knocked that down to $250,000, the limit in typical malpractice suits. Whatever the damages that stand after all the appeals, this is being called a landmark case. Bill Marcus is a former Deputy Attorney General for California and a specialist on pain management and the law. And Mr. Marcus, as I understand it, it wasn't that Dr. Chin gave Mr. Bergman no pain medication. He didn't give him enough. Which, of course, raises the question, seemingly a very subjective one, how much medication is enough for how much pain?
Well, that gets back to the question of whether there's a cap on how much medication can normally be given safely to a patient. And the answer is, if someone is properly watching the patient and determining the level of his or her pain and what the patient needs, there's no cap on the amount that is appropriate. And so that I gather is the argument, that here this patient was in such pain and was at the end of his life, so there couldn't be any worry about things such as addiction, that there was no reason not to make sure that patient was as comfortable as humanly possible, including through use of large and powerful opioids.
Is this ruling generally consistent with what the law is today on pain management, or does it break new ground?
Well, it breaks new ground in the sense that I'm unaware that there has been any such verdict anywhere in the country against a physician for the failure to treat pain with adequate opioids. But it is consistent with the law, and particularly here in California, where we have a number of progressive laws pertaining to pain management and the rights of patients who are in moderate to severe pain.
To tell a doctor you did wrong here because you didn't give the patient enough pain medication, that goes against the grain of some experience of doctors, isn't it, that they might be sued for mistakes made by giving too much pain medication?
Yes, it's true. A physician can be sued for not giving too much medication, and the physician might be sued by somebody else for giving too much. It's a hazard, unfortunately, of our life in a litigious society.
The award now stands at $250,000. There are also pretty hefty court costs involved that Dr. Chin is responsible for. What is the likelihood that when this is appealed, it'll go above the typical malpractice cap of $250,000?
I couldn't begin to tell you how the courts of appeal will handle this if it's appealed. Even the judge indicated that he was uncertain as to whether or not this case was governed and controlled by the limits on medical malpractice, but felt that he had to lean on the side of the limitation based on his reading of the law.
The issue being that there is also law against elder abuse in California.
Yes, and apparently that's a factor. They broadly define both mental and physical abuse in such a way that they make it clear that elders are to be protected because, particularly in those who are not capable of protecting themselves, whereas the general medical malpractice statute basically says if you fail to meet the standard of care of a professional in the same area as you practice, then you can be held liable.
Well, Mr. Marcus, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's my pleasure.
Bill Marcus, former Deputy Attorney General of California, is a specialist on pain management and the law.